The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable: the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others still standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, they received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also got the usual daily wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Last week, I was on retreat with all the priests of the diocese, Monday through Friday. We were in the hands of Abbot Placid from Belmont Abbey. As the days went by, the atmosphere among the priests was so enriched by the preaching of Abbot Placid, the times of prayer, mass, and morning and evening prayer, and very importantly, the time of fellowship. This was my fifth time I have participated on this retreat. I remember going for the first time with a little bit of fear and trembling, not knowing anyone. Now I go with great expectations of being reacquainted with old friends and excited about meeting new ones. I must say that what I have come to experience in the Diocese of Raleigh is exceptional in every regard. The level of confidence and the closeness with Bishop Luis is something I have not seen in other dioceses that I have worked in. It hasn't been easy for me to know why that is, but on this retreat, it became as evident like that of the sunrise. Bishop Luis loves his priests in such a way that we absolutely know he is our Father. We all know that being a bishop today isn't something that a priest strives for. Too many challenges, too many headaches. But Bishop Luis lives above all that, and he focuses his attention and effort on the priests God has placed in his care. Today I want to comment on the gift of this reality in our diocese, and see how it relates to the readings we have all enjoyed this morning. My hope is that you too will realize you live in the best diocese in the world. As far as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. Bishop Luis emphasized to us the need to contemplate our priesthood. It is something so extraordinary, no words can match the mystery we live. We are a mystery unto ourselves, something I believe Padre Pio said about himself. The retreat provided many opportunities to contemplate this reality of the priesthood, be it walking on the beach in the early morning before the sunrise, or in the Church of St. Therese where the official prayers times were held, or looking out at all the priests from so many different countries, different languages, traditions, and cultures. Each face of a priest represents the masterwork of the Savior. How could you not but be overwhelmed by such a gift? And many times, Bishop Luis was simply overwhelmed by his priests. And I would say the same can be said of all of you. How can I thank God enough for each one of you? As Pope Francis said, a priest needs to smell like his sheep. I long to depart this life and to be with Christ, for that is far better. Yet I remain in the flesh is more necessary for your benefit. Deep down inside the heart of all priests is this bridge between heaven and earth. In many ways, he becomes that bridge. Abbot Placid spent his time talking to us about how to take care of this bridge inside of us. And I would like to tell you, take care of yourselves. While we are here on earth, we are called to be apostles who are convinced that Jesus is alive. But if people see us fighting inside the church, this only drives people away. The joy of the gospel, Evangelium Gaudium, apostolic exhortation by Pope Francis, I would encourage you all to reread it, or maybe read it for the first time. My point here is that St. Paul helps us to see that we are all part of this bridge. Each one of us is called to be a helping hand to our brothers and sisters who are suffering greatly. When you live in sin, whether you know it or not, you are suffering. To be more concerned for the sinner than to want to admonish him is, in my humble opinion, a more insightful way to heal and to offer a spiritual home for complete healing. You don't just heal people. People are healed over time. You might receive like a very special healing moment, but that's just the beginning of your life in the Lord. Everything is a continuation. It's not black and white when it comes to bringing people back to Jesus. It just isn't that way. And you ask any of those priests on that retreat, and each one of them will tell you, it's a journey. Remember this, it takes time for people to open and be healed. And time is on our side. And more importantly, so is Jesus. For example, some of you go down to the abortion clinic, but you don't go down with an attitude to judge and condemn the people going in, but to be a helping hand to those that most need our help. I commend you for that. And I look forward to going down during the 40 Days of Life campaign. Going out about 9 o'clock, and he went out again around noon, and around 3 o'clock, and then finally at 5 o'clock. This image of the landowner, Jesus, going out at different hours of the day speaks into the way Jesus comes into our lives and invites us to follow him. Many of those called to the priesthood were touched by something or someone while they were in college. Other priests knew about their call at a very young age. My brother would be an example of that. And still others, when they have lived a long life already, when circumstances in their lives brought them to the realization that God was calling them to the priesthood. Pope Benedict often reminded us that our faith centers around the person of Jesus Christ, who goes out in search of us. He doesn't look at appearances and human qualities. He calls us whenever we are ready to follow him, to work in his vineyard and to build his kingdom. It's clear from this parable, we must not compare ourselves to others, but to do what he is asking us to do. Do you remember the passage after the resurrection when Peter asks what will happen to John? And Jesus responds, "Don't worry about him. You follow me." Many of you know Father Bill John, the pastor of St. Catherine's Parish. About 6 months ago, he went to the emergency hospital because he felt a pain in his chest. He nearly died 3 times over the next 2 months. The doctor nicknamed him Lazarus. And at the closing dinner with all the priests 2 days ago, he thanked all of us and you for our prayers. "If it wasn't for your prayers, I would not be here today." He said this with tears in his eyes. And he ended with these words, "We truly live in the best diocese in the world." So, brothers and sisters, we don't just belong to St. Joseph's. We don't just come to this holy ground. We belong to a diocese. And I want to recommend to all of you to come to the Eucharistic Congress on October 21st. Raise your hand if you're registered. Okay, we're not doing well. And you know what? We are the closest to the convention center of all the parishes in the diocese. So like that, many times you register because you're so close to the last minute. I want you to register. Well, first of all, you need to pray if you can go, because if you're not in town, you can't. But if you can go, if you have 2 legs and you can walk and you can hear and you can see, you should go. But I'm going to tell you right now, registering is a burden. It is nothing easy because it's just not easy, okay? So you, if you're not savvy, are going to need help. Call the office. Do not let the registering prevent you from coming because you want to go. What's your takeaway? Don't say it. What's your takeaway? You take away that. Remember what Jesus said to Peter. Don't worry about him. You do what you're supposed to do. God is our helper who sustains us and sanctifies our life. With confidence in our Father's unfailing love, we ask him.
For the church, that through her the good news of God's love may be proclaimed to the poor and all in need of mercy, we pray to the Lord. That God's bounteous kindness will transform the hearts and minds of those who govern and legislate. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the dignity of human life will be protected by law throughout our nation. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For special blessings on husbands and wives, that their marriages will witness to the goodness of the gospel and strengthen their families. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Art Nagel. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who are sick or infirmed, and for their caregivers, that God, in His mercy, will draw close to them and raise them up. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the repose of the souls of all the faithful departed, that through our prayers and those of the Blessed Mother, they may join the saints in heaven. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord.
And that perpetual light shine upon them.
May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed.
Through the mercy of God, rest in peace.
Loving Father, thank you for the countless proofs of your gentleness. May we always praise your name for its goodness. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.